Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
Ohayo, Tokyo!
Good morning, everybody. We are back again with another lesson. Today, as always, we are brought to you by Air Kleinen for all your translation needs. They are the translation and interpretation specialists. If you need any information, you can find out on our webpage, www.JapanesePod101.com. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into the lesson today.
Okay.
If you haven't caught what we've been doing this week, check back and see lesson five, because today we're going to jump right in. Two new words. What is one new word we're going to study today?
It's doko.
Yes, very nice. And what does doko mean?
Doko is where.
Yes. Okay, yes. Very, very nice. Could you give us one more time and break it down nice and slowly, please?
Doko.
Yes, very nice. And one time fast?
Doko.
Yes, okay. And we have one more new word today. Could you give us that word?
Dare.
Okay. And what does this word mean?
This is who.
Yes. And now could you break down that word nice and slowly?
Dare.
Okay. And now nice and quick.
Dare.
Very, very nice. So these are the new words that we're going to incorporate in today's conversation. Okay? Now please sit back and listen. Don't try to get it all now. We're going to review it afterwards. Okay? So here we go. Ohayo. Ah, すいません. Ohayo gozaimasu. Kawamoto Natsuko-san wa doko desu ka?
Kawamoto-san wa isogashii desu.
Sakai Kazunori-san wa doko desu ka?
酒井さんも忙しいです。あなたは誰ですか？私は鈴木さくらです。よろしくお願いします。よろしくお願いします。Okay,
did everybody out there catch that? What we're going to do now is we're going to break this conversation down a bit. We're going to go through it a little bit slower.
Ohayo. Ah, すみません. Kawamoto Natsuko-san wa doko desu ka?
川本さんは忙しいです。坂井和則さんはどこですか? 坂井さんも忙しいです。あなたは誰ですか? 私は鈴木さくらです。よろしくお願いします。
Okay, very, very nice. Mm-hmm. A bunch of things that we're going to work on today. I'm sure some of you picked up that today we have to introduce a new member.
Uh-huh.
Please welcome everybody, Miss
Sakura Suzuki.
Yes.
はじめまして.
Okay, yeah. We have been working on introductions all week.
Yes.
So could you give everybody your self-introduction?
Okay. はじめまして. 私は鈴木さくらです. よろしくお願いします.
Very, very nice. Okay, what we're going to do now is first meet Sakura, and then we're going to break down the conversation we just worked on. Now, Sakura, can you tell us a little something about yourself?
Oh, well, let's see now. I lived in Ireland for about 5 years.
Really?
Yes, and now working as a translator.
And she is very, very good.
And helping out Peter here on this recording.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to break down this conversation. The first thing, the first point is, where is, right? And how do we say, where is?
どこですか?
Yes, very, very nice. So in our example, we used Natsuko. Could you read the sentence one more time, please?
Okay. 川本夏子さんはどこですか?
Very, very nice. Where is Natsuko Kawamoto? One more time, please.
川本夏子さんはどこですか?
Where is Natsuko Kawamoto? Now, could you break it down very, very slowly for us?
川本夏子さんはどこですか?
Okay, very, very nice. Where is Natsuko Kawamoto? The response to that was?
川本さんは忙しいです。Yes.
Miss Kawamoto is busy. One more time, please.
川本さんは忙しいです。
Okay, Miss Kawamoto is busy. One more time, very slowly.
川本さんは忙しいです。
Yes, Miss Kawamoto is busy. Now, we attached the suffix son, correct?
Right.
And what does this mean?
Well, this is, it can be Mr. or Mrs. or Miss.
Yes.
It can be used for anybody.
Yes. Okay, very nice. So in my case, how would you call me?
Well, we may call you Peter-san or Galante-san.
Yes.
Yes, because usually we use a last name.
Yes.
Like Suzuki-san. But when we call like non-Japanese people, we sometimes call by their first name.
It
may be popular.
Thank you so much for that little input there. So now let's move on to the next sentence. Could you give us that sentence one more time, please?
Okay. Sakai Kazunori-san wa doko desu ka?
Yes, very nice. Where is Kazunori Sakai? Okay, one more time, please.
Sakai Kazunori-san wa doko desu ka?
Okay, very, very nice. Very nice. Where is Kazunori Sakai? The next sentence.
Sakai-san mo isogashii desu.
Yes. Mr. Sakai is also busy. Now, right, we have the, how do we say also?
Mo.
Yes, we studied that last time. So remember, can you give a sentence one more time?
Okay. Sakai-san mo isogashii desu.
Okay, very nice. And the next sentence.
Anata wa dare desu ka?
Very nice. Who are you? It's a bit...
well, it can be used. Yeah.
Okay, we twisted this conversation just to get this in, but
right.
It's not that kind of, you know, who are you is kind of... Don't go around using this too much. We just wanted to introduce the word for who, which is?
誰.
Yes, and who is?
誰ですか?
Yes, so we don't recommend using this phrase.
Yes,
but
maybe you can use it for like, who is he? Or, you know, who is she?
Which we're going to get to in a little while.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so we're running out of time here. So what we're going to do is we're just going to stop the review here. We're going to move on to some drills because we want to get the word who into your, drill it into your brain. So now we're going to do some drilling. And we have come up with a little bit of a drill that you might find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
As you had just mentioned, maybe we can use this phrase for he is, correct?
Right.
So how do we say he is?
彼は.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we can use this, as you said, we can use this for who is he, right?
Right.
That structure, who is he? So what I would like to do now is go through the question, who is he? How can we say who is he?
彼は誰ですか?
Very nice. One more time, please.
彼は誰ですか?
Okay, who is he? And break it down nice and slow for us.
彼は誰ですか?
Very nice. If you remember, we had kare yesterday. Right. So now what I'm going to do, you know what? Let's not. We're going to test your Japanese.
Uh-oh.
Now, we're going to use katakana words.
Okay.
Okay. And for those of you out there who are not too familiar, this is the Japanese version of taking English words and conforming them, almost imposing their will on these words and changing them. So it's very difficult for us natives to hear, but it's very convenient for Japanese to hear. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Sakura, who is he? And she's going to say, he is. And now the point of this exercise is, one, to listen to the question, who is he? And also, I want you to try and listen and see if you can find out who we're talking about. Okay? So we're going to give you this form. Let's start out. Sakura. 彼は誰ですか?
彼はブラッド・ピットです。
Did you catch that? We're going to do it one more time. 彼は誰ですか?
彼はブラッド・ピットです。
Very nice. Give us a name, just a name once.
Okay. ブラッド・ピット。
Okay. Anybody get that?
Okay.
Who is he?
He's Brad Pitt.
Very nice. Okay, next. 彼は誰ですか?
彼はニコラス・ケイジです。
Very nice. One more time. 彼は誰ですか?
彼はニコラス・ケイジです。
Okay, very nice. Give us the name one more time on its own, please.
ニコラス・ケイジ。
Okay, and who is he?
He's Nicolas Cage.
Very nice. How are you doing out there? Are you getting the hang of these?
I hope so.
We hope so, definitely. But it takes a while. So don't despair. We're going to get you through this. Okay, next one.
彼は誰ですか?彼はトム・ハンクスです。
Very nice. A little hint here. As the previous two, we are talking about actors.
Right.
彼は誰ですか?
彼はトム・ハンクスです。
Very nice. And give us a name one time, please.
トム・ハンクス。
Very nice. Okay, who is he?
He's Tom Hanks.
Very nice. Okay, let's move on to some actresses and singers.
Okay.
Okay, so can you give us the word, Sakura, for she?
彼女.
Yes, everybody remember for yesterday? Okay, so here we go.
彼女は誰ですか?
彼女はマドンナです。
Okay, I think that one you could get, huh? What do you think? You have a good shot at that, right?
彼女は誰ですか?
彼女はマドンナです。
Okay, and give us the name once.
Madonna.
Okay, who is she?
Madonna.
Yes, very nice. Next.
彼女は誰ですか?
彼女はオードリー・ヘップバーンです。
Okay, now a little hint here. There might be a little bit of a generation gap here. So for those young listeners out there, you might want to rent Breakfast at Tiffany's or something like this. Oh, big hint there. I'm sure some of you out there already know who we're talking about. Let's do it one more time.
Okay. 彼女は誰ですか?
彼女はオードリー・ヘップバーンです。
Very nice. One more time, please. Just the name.
オードリー・ヘップバーン。
Very nice. Okay, who is she?
She's Audrey Hepburn.
Yes, very, very nice. Okay, next. Let's do
彼女は誰ですか?
彼女はサンドラ・ブロックです。
Very nice. This is a little tough. I think this one might be a little tough. What do you think, Sakura?
Maybe.
Okay, one more time.
彼女は誰ですか?
彼女はサンドラ・ブロックです。
Okay, and just a name one time, please.
Sandra Bullock.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Who is she?
She's Sandra Bullock.
Very, very nice. Okay. Wow, I think that went very well. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have Sakura read the questions because I had to read the questions today. Because, again, our alpha male, Kazunori, that guy, I think he was out late last night. He's got dates every day of the week.
Of course, yes.
Unfortunately, he's not here today. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Sakura read the questions so you get the proper pronunciation. Please, Sakura.
彼は誰ですか?
Yes, very nice. One more time, please.
彼は誰ですか?
And slowly.
彼は誰ですか?
Okay, very nice. And how about who is she?
彼女は誰ですか?
Very nice. One more time, please.
彼女は誰ですか?
Okay, and nice and slowly, who is she?
彼女は誰ですか?
Okay, very, very nice. Okay, so that's going to end our show today. We ran a little long. So we're going to say goodbye. And the way we say goodbye usually is...
またね.
Yes, very nice. Okay, so one more time.
またね.
じゃあね. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.